Our guest on our program this month, we're visiting with Afton Spears from YSS and talking about the mentoring program. And thanks for taking time to come and visit.
Thank you.
Tell us, well, first a little bit about yourself. You've been with YSS for a while and a couple of years now in mentoring.
Yes, I've been with YSS for almost 5 years, and I have been the Boone County Mentoring Facilitator now for 2.5 years.
Okay, so just getting into this. Okay. What all, and how many years, what all have you done in there? I mean, for mentoring, because we did have some expansion, and yes. I think, what, we've added Madrid now?
Yes, Madrid. So I am in the Boone, Ogden, and Madrid school districts, and what that entails is I will go and into the schools and do an orientation with the mentee, and then we also have mentor orientation, and we find a match that would be a good fit based on their applications and their wants and needs, and then we go into the school, and we start their first initial meeting and get them up and going, and they meet once a week for 30 to 60 minutes during the school year.
Not too long. It does take a commitment, though. You gotta have people that are... So the big issue has been, over the years, we have more mentees than mentors.
Correct.
We still do, I'm guessing.
That is correct.
All right. And I know they keep saying, Jim, you can still do this. it's not hard, and it's pretty easy to do, and mostly school-related.
Yes, mostly school-related, but we also do have a community-based program that if there is an individual that community-based would be more beneficial for them, we can go that route.
Our mentoring program has been in place here for quite some time, and I know over the years we've had mentors that have been in there. Some, and in fact, you're probably at the point where people that were mentees at one time probably are available to help do some mentoring, too.
There are some, yes.
They make it, they come back around.
They do, yep.
It's really paying back, isn't it?
Yes, it does.
It does. Let's talk a little bit about, in particular, the children that are nominated. How do you get that information? Are there teachers? Do they pass along suggestions? How does that work?
Yes, so a teacher can refer a student, a parent can refer a student, therapist can refer a student, the student can refer themselves. They might have a friend that has a mentor and they
and
would
they
like to have
one too, yeah.
Yep, correct. So there's, I mean, that's also if your child, if you feel like they need one, you can refer mm-hmm. them to the program as well.
And it's just, is it just an option? Again, they don't have to really do anything outside of you get a chance to visit with them and yep. see how they're going to fit in.
Yes, correct.
And the question is having somebody to pair them with.
Yes, yep. And it's an application process, quick and easy. It's online. We do have paper applications if necessary, but it's mm-hmm. online application and we go from there.
Any specific ages? Well, I'm guessing you always need men mm-hmm. that are willing to spend some time with children.
Yes, so you have to be 15 years old to be a mentor
okay.
and to be in the mentoring program. A mentee is kindergarten through eighth grade.
Okay. At all schools, same age group.
Correct. Yep. Okay. Community-based, it can be kindergarten through high school, so 12th
okay.
grade.
Okay. So, and that's a whole separate program.
Yes, that
so,
is.
A whole separate thing. So, on the school-based mentoring, again, some of the things I know we've talked with others in the past about. What is required? Again, you said it's really once a week?
Once a week, yep.
Just a short, doesn't need to be very much, or it could be longer, I'm guessing, if that's what they need.
Yes, if you want to meet with them longer, you're welcome to meet with them longer. I do have some that might meet with them a couple times a week.
Mm-hmm.
It just based on your schedule, like the mentor's schedule and sure. the mentee's schedule, what it can allow.
What they do.
Yep.
And I know that a lot of times they'll go to the school and eat lunch there, things like that.
Yep.
That's one of the easy ones to do. That's usually where everybody sees that they've got a mentor and I don't.
Yes, and, that is. Yep.
And I want one too. So, but they can do a lot of other things. Is the school-based one mostly everything done in school or can it be after hours a little or what? How does that work?
It is during the school hours. We do have the ability with Kids Club to have some after school matches meeting the ones that are 15 and might not have transportation during the
sure.
day. We have that availability. And then there are some events that are outside of school that if we have parent permission, we can take, like the mentor can take their mentee to
okay.
the event that's happening.
Okay. So There are things that they can work around.
Yes.
But again, it sounds like you better have open lines of communication. What you're doing, parents need to know, or parents, sometimes it's just one parent. So there's a lot. Yep. The big thing you look for in people that are mentors, is it just willing to have time to spend with, especially kids?
Somebody who's committed, somebody that would be a good role model, self-esteem builder. I mean, just spending time with, one-on-one time with an individual is a huge thing for that kiddo. And I'm very committed, because commitment is important to those kids.
Good listener?
Good listener, yes.
Good listener, and be willing to talk to them. And listen to them, because they will tell you things, won't they?
They will, yes.
Kids will tell you things. So on the community-based program, what's that like? And are there opportunities for things like that?
That is outside of school, yeah. And you meet with them, they say 4 hours a month, so you could meet however you can get your 4 hours in, you can do that. And that, you get to go do things with them, like you might go to a movie, or you might go out to dinner, or go to the library, just different things that is outside of school.
Plenty of activities
you
could be taking part in, and watching DMAC basketball.
Yes.
That's a good one. So to be a mentor, what requirements are there? Again, you mentioned, just be willing to spend time with it, but they have to go through, do they get some training? Do they get, obviously, background checks? I know that's important, safety and security.
Yep. Yeah, so you fill out the application, and then there's a background check form that you would complete, and we run your background check, and then we go through an orientation, and then we fill out some paperwork during that orientation, and then we move forward with getting the mentor matched.
Okay. And I'm guessing different numbers in each school district that you're working with right now.
Yes, there is a wide variety.
We're looking for people that are interested. I know January's mentoring month, and I always think that we should probably do this before January and say, mentoring month, you could be a part of this here.
Yes.
And I don't know, maybe they all would have been out shoveling in the snow or something. There's a lot of things they could do. Even going to Seven Oaks. The process, at the end of it, or for the school-based program, I'm guessing at the end of the school year, it kind of wraps up. And do you do an analysis? Do you get some feedback on it? What kind of information comes back?
We do. We do survey both the mentor and mentee, and use that information to see. We also survey the teachers and the parents to find out information to see where we can, where things are going well in the program, where there's room for improvement, and things like that.
You get word from teachers like, much better attitude for the child that's had a mentor and you could tell that it had an impact on them and things like that.
Yes,
that's got to be the success stories.
Yes, yep, for sure.
And then having a mentor that says, can I begin next year? I'm guessing you probably get some that will do multiple years.
Yes, yep, they are. And I've been with my mentor now for 3 years.
Okay. So,
or my mentee, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they can keep, I know in the past I've had some people, some mentors many years ago, say, they actually were with, had a child all the way until she graduated.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had been a mentor all the way through.
Yes. Yep.
And that happens. It can. Build a friendship.
Yes.
Let's again, the bottom line is really getting people that are interested. So I know everybody goes, I don't know if I have the time and things like that. So if they do the application and stuff, obviously, they're going to find out a little bit more about what all is required. So if they were to inquire about it, obviously we can't tie them up with somebody right away, but the needs are there. So if they're interested in finding out, that's the best way to start and see what's if this is something that I can make work.
Yep.
If they do it for a year, are they tied in for following years? And what happens with people that travel? Because we get people that take off in the wintertime.
Yep.
That's a challenge.
Yes. So you are not tied to it the following year if you don't. If there's anything that comes up and you need to end mentoring, then we just do that. We have people that do, high schoolers especially, semester to semester, their schedules change. So we have to rematch that student because of schedule changes with their mentor. So it happens where we just will rematch them.
When you get high school students that want to do this, they get fans. I mean, this is, they do. If they're working with a younger child, somebody like that, then they definitely, I mean, those are the ones that you're looking at for that, set that good example.
Yes.
And do they help them a little bit with homework sometimes?
Sometimes, I mean, you don't have to help them with homework, but sometimes if it's kind of related to what they're doing, you can do activities or games that help them with that.
So it's a variety of different things. A lot of options are left up. So do you have mentors come to you and say, okay, well, I've kind of run through, we've done lunch, what else can we do? Things like that.
Usually the kids have ideas of what they want to do.
And again, so, listen to the kids.
Yes, yeah. Yep. And I mean, we have activities in every school that they can pull from that the kiddos like to do.
Keep pretty good. Yep. All right, so we're looking for all schools. But how many would you like to have, say, from Ogden? I'm guessing more men again.
I would say if we could have 5 to 10, we would
really help.
About in every location, that would really help.
In every
help.
Location.
Yeah. Yep.
5 to 10 men, women
both,
as well.
Yep.
Both.
Yeah.
Please, new mentors. That's what we need. People that are willing to spend some time. Not a lot of time. Not a lot of commitment. And again, it's the in-school program is probably the easiest way really to get started. Well, it is the way to get started. And you can build from there if you wish, but it's certainly an opportunity. Go to yss.org. Is that the best way?
Yep, that's correct.
All right.
Okay.
And then we do have, of course, the follow-up and things like that. And I would say, when they go through training like 1 year to become a mentor, do they get refresher courses or things like that?
There is like trainings and class like resources offered throughout, but we don't do necessarily.
We don't require them.
No.
It's not like continuing ed.
No, it's not.
Okay.
But there are options out there to help.
To be able to do that too.
Yes.
Variety of ways to help and become a mentor. The mentorship program's been around a couple dozen years.
Mm-hmm. Since 99.
99. It's been a long time program. And, you know, successful, but it's always, you can tell it's successful because the demand keeps, it just keeps on going. So
yes.
We're looking forward to you. And if they want to find out and visit with you about it, they could give you a call at the office, suppose.
They can do that.
Afton Spears.
Yes.
Our guest and mentoring in Boone County, covering all three schools. 5 to 10 each one, okay? Anybody that's interested, if you want to find out, make a contact or go online to yss.org and look up mentorship. We got a lot of information available there. Thanks for joining us this month.
Thank you.